Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The ninth week of the 2023 regular legislative session is now complete. The deadline for committees to report general bills and constitutional amendments originating in other houses passed. The deadline for floor action on general bills and constitutional amendments originating in other houses is Wednesday, March the 8th. Comprehensive approach to help address mental health crisis could impact county budgets. House Bill 1222. House Bill 1222 introduces and creates the Mississippi Collaborative Response to Mental Health Act. This measure takes a comprehensive approach towards addressing mental health regarding appropriate, evidence-based mental health first aid training, specialized mental health treatments, various aspects of program governance, and the possibility of mental health patient housing. Note, regarding the aspect of specialized mental health treatments, MAS has voiced concerns to legislative leaders involved with this bill about the current status of Section 8 of this bill. Section 8 of this bill contains language that mandates that the county shall bear the cost of treatment at an amount negotiated with treatment facilities as it pertains to the need for psychiatric treatment and where there are no State Department of Mental Health beds or Community Mental Health Center crisis stabilization beds available. Although language in this section requires counties to bear a cost, it also notes that the county shall bear a cost not more than the Medicaid reimbursement rate. Additional note, this measure currently resides on the Senate floor calendar. Reminder, key legislative measures providing state funding to Mississippi County government that's alive and moving through the legislative process. Senate Bill 3022, the Homestead Exemption Reimbursement. This act is an appropriation measure for the Mississippi Department of Revenue. Located in Section 7 of this bill is the appropriation line item for the Homestead Exemption Reimbursement. This legislation currently has the reimbursement being funded at $92 million. This represents a $1.4 million increase from last year's reimbursement. This measure currently resides in the House Appropriations Committee. Emergency Road and Bridge Fund, Senate Bill 3120. This act makes a FY 2024 appropriation from the State Capital Expense Fund to the Mississippi Department of Transportation for certain infrastructure expenses. Located in Section 3 of this measure is a line item appropriation for the Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund to be funded at $100 million. Note, this measure currently resides in the House Appropriations Committee. Use Tax Diversion Increase, House Bill 1734. Located in Section 38 of this bill is language that will allow for an additional 1% increase for the 5% use tax diversion. Instead of the current 5% diversion, it would now be at a 6% diversion. This additional percentage is estimated to create an additional $25 million for the diversion. Note, this will be new money added to the current use tax funding structure, and a split will be established between the Local Systems Bridge Program funding and funding for State Aid Road Construction Program. Note, this measure currently resides in the Senate Finance Committee. Moving Control Assistance Program, Senate Bill 3013. This act is an appropriation measure for the Mississippi Department of Agriculture and Commerce. Section 7 of this measure funds the Beaver Control Assistance Program at $1.1 million. Note, this measure currently resides in the House Appropriations Committee. The House and Senate will reconvene next week and Monday at 4 p.m. Thank you.